Stress is the mind killer. Stress can lead to disastrous results for students in high-stakes testing situations where stressed-out brains sometimes take a holiday. My name is Tona. I am currently enrolled in the Provincial Instructor's Diploma Program through Vancouver Community College. Today I'm going to discuss the impact of test anxiety on nursing students by examining the article Interventions for Test Anxiety in Nursing Students, a Literature Review by Sandra McCormick and Jessica Lamberson. I found this article by searching Camosun College's library database. I set the search parameters as peer-reviewed articles written between 2014 and 2024 with the topics of test anxiety and nursing. This article was published in Teaching and Learning in Nursing in January 2024. McCormick and Lamberson state the purpose of their paper is to review the current interdisciplinary evidence on interventions for test anxiety and to explore how faculty can best use this information to help nursing students. In their literature review, McCormick and Lamberson evaluate articles written between 2018 and 2023. They perform searches across a variety of databases and came across many studies related to test anxiety in nursing students. I have evaluated nursing students in their practical exams many times. I have watched students confidently perform nursing skills in practice and then completely flounder in their practical exams. Why does this happen? What can we do about it? And what is test anxiety anyway? Anxiety is a normal body response to a stressful situation. It is our fear response which has evolved to keep us safe from danger. Although we are not getting chased by predators like our ancestors, tests, especially practical tests, cause a lot of fear in nursing students. Faced with a bear charging them or a nursing instructor with a clipboard, I think many students would rather take on the bear. The physiological response to stress has often been defined as the fight or flight response. Fear kicks in and our bodies kick into action. In our body's desire to either fight the fear or run from it, we pump more blood to our muscles, leading to an increase in heart and breathing rates. We might have chest pain or tingling in our extremities too. As blood is drained from our brains and into our muscles, our thinking and judgment become clouded. These physiological changes can make us feel like we're dying. In reality, we're just dying to get away from the situation. Robert Bjork talks about the negative rap tests have received, stating, "Testing is such a bad word." However, he also goes on to extol the importance of testing, as tests not only force us to retrieve information, it makes this information more recallable in the future. Memory recall is very important to nursing students, as they need to rapidly recall information to attend to clients. McCormick and Lamberson state that 50 to 100% of nursing students experience test anxiety. This creates a state of worry and which causes physiological and physical problems, which causes an increase in errors and barriers to critical thinking. McCormick and Lamberson discuss a number of studies that have explored different strategies to lessen nursing students' test anxiety. These cover multiple domains, including sensory, physiological, cognitive, affective, and mixed method schemas. Major finding of their article was that anxiety management will not happen overnight. It takes long-term effort and practice to reduce anxiety. Also, mixed modalities appear more effective than just one kind of approach. One suggestion that can be applied to my practice is to carve 15 minutes a week in a continuing nursing course to try out different stress reduction activities. Over the term, I can introduce different stress reduction strategies. Students can use this opportunity to explore different approaches and discover what works best for them. In a stressful profession like nursing, this is particularly important. I want to help my students grow and flourish in their learning. Taking 15 minutes a week throughout a term could help students build their resiliency so they can not only be better test takers, but more responsive nurses. I want to help my students' brains stay in the moment. No more stress-induced brain holidays.